Cleaning Nation, it is time to have some fun, to soak up some wisdom, and to find everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, if your life is 37 and a half times better as a member of Cleaning Nation, share the loves, give us a rating on iTunes, share us on Facebook, subscribe, all that good stuff, tattoo it on your forehead, show the world that you are a proud member of Cleaning Nation. Today, we have a super extra special episode because we are talking with Debbie Sardone. She is the founder of Cleaning for a Reason. Cleaning for a Reason is a nonprofit that provides women who have cancer with free house cleaning. Since they started in 2006, they've helped more than 1,200 cleaning companies have served over 25,000 women with cancer. Not only that, there's a nasty rumor going around that she got to throw out the first pitch at a Yankees baseball game. If you want to reach out to Debbie and her team, you can hold them at www.cleaningforareason.org. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. So glad to be here.
So glad to have you. And if I were a good host who cared about human beings, we would jump right into the amazing work that Cleaning for a Reason does. But because I'm selfish and immature, I've got to hear this whole Yankees pitch story right out of the chute, if that's okay.
Oh my goodness, that is the craziest story on the planet. I mean, here I am, a person who owns a cleaning business, and I'm standing in the middle of Yankees Stadium in front of 39,000 fans about to throw out the first pitch. And of course, I was turned the wrong direction because I don't know the first thing about baseball. And the guy, I don't even know what his title is, out there is pointing to turn around, turn around, turn around. So I finally turned around and I got to throw out the first pitch. And I actually had that honor because our nonprofit, Cleaning for a Reason, was chosen to participate in Hope Week. And on that Tuesday morning, right before the game, I got to go out and clean an apartment of a cancer patient who has colon cancer with the team manager, Joe Girardi, and three of their top ball players. And we all donned rubber gloves, cleaning apron, mop, broom, vacuum, surprised her. She's a huge Yankees fan, cleaned her apartment. She thought a cleaning service was coming to donate the cleaning. Instead, her favorite ball team members were there cleaning her apartment. And then that night, she and I both got to go out on the field and throw out the first pitch. And I'm still pinching myself because I can't believe that happened.
That is so cool. So if you have any photos or video of that you're willing to share, we'll absolutely put it on the show notes page so everyone can kind of check out and see. I'm sure there's photographs. So Cleaning Nation, go check out growmycleaningcompany.com, Debbie Sardone's or Cleaning for a Reason's show notes page, and I'll make sure that any video or pictures we have will be up there so you can check it out. So first of all, that's just a fun story. Tell me about... Well, first of all, I just want to make clear, and Debbie probably wouldn't say this because she's doesn't want to, you know, make a big deal of it, but I happen to know for a fact that this amazing woman for the last decade or over a decade has done this for a volunteer. As a volunteer, you take no salary, no compensation, so all the money that comes into Cleaning for a Reason goes right back out to serving the community. Is that correct, or am I making that up?
No, that's completely true. And it is a nonprofit, so all the funds that come in are used directly to serve these women and find more cleaning companies. And I don't take a salary at all. We do have a staff that runs it, but I don't take a salary. And I love volunteering for it. So it's pure joy.
Man, and I'm always telling, I'm always coaching my folks, like, man, especially if that's a core value of giving back to the community or helping out or something that's important, make that, codify it, make it a core value, and make sure that you invest time and money into that. And I can't think of a better way than, you know, Debbie kind of took it to the next, not kind of, she absolutely took it to the next level with starting your own charities. But not that there's anything wrong with, you know, doing, you know, giving to other charities, as you're going to have the opportunity to do later in the podcast. But I love that you kind of took it to the next level and said, I'm going to create a charity and this is going to be a big part of my life.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because not everybody has the time to create a charity. You have a business to run and you can't divert your time and attention and go off on some tangent because creating a charity is creating a business. You know, it's just a business for the people. It's certainly not a business for the person who started it. But cleaning companies truly want to give back. I mean, they work so hard in their business and they wish and they wish and they wish they had time to help. And so when I started this nonprofit, what happened is all these cleaning companies got to participate. And now they're donating their time in their own local community and using Cleaning for a Reason as that conduit, as that basis to getting patients who need them and connecting with them and having us vet them for them. So it's kind of the best of the of both worlds for cleaning companies, because they get to give back, something I know most cleaning companies want to do, but they don't have to go and reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, and Debbie's got a active cleaning company of her own current day, but and it's a good sized company. But no matter how big you got, there's just no way you would ever have 1,200 employees. And even if you did, you could never serve 25,000 women for free. So I love that you invited kind of the cleaning community at large into your vision, realizing there's just no way you could have accomplished a tenth of what you have for the community on your own.
Yeah, thank you. And what's really cool about it is cleaning business owners can control how much they feel they can handle. So a small company in Tampa, Florida might serve 2 cancer patients a month. A large company in upstate New York might serve 10 cancer patients a month. So each company, based on their size and staff availability, can manage the amount of cleaning they do, but they're not just going year after year saying, gee, I wish I was giving back in some way, and they're not doing anything. So it allows you to control how much you contribute without waking up realizing you never contribute.
So tell me about that, because I'm sure there's companies of all sizes out there thinking, man, I'd like to participate, but I'm scared. You know, maybe I'm not going to be able to do it, or it's going to be too much. What's kind of the range of contribution, like minimum, maximum, in terms of what a typical company might contribute in terms of hours or time? Or just walk us through a little bit of the logistics of what that might look like.
Okay. The threshold is very minimal. We expect each cleaning company that signs up to be a part of Cleaning for a Reason to be willing to take on 2 patients a month. That's it. So 2 cleanings a month is all you have to give away. And if you can do more, fine, but we don't want you to say no to at least 2. And there is a $20 a month contribution, a pledge, if you will, that each cleaning company pays. And that covers a ton of marketing benefit that you get. So press releases that our staff will write for you and submit when you join the program to announce your participation. We provide them with beautiful brochures that they can leave in their own leave behind packets and use that at networking meetings. And of course, the use of our logo. So for $20 a month participation fee, they are getting a lot of PR value and the willingness to accept 2 patients a month.
Gosh, that is, yeah, and 2 patients a month, just once a month. This isn't like a weekly cleaning or a recurring, just literally not even 2 patients,
correct,
but 2 patients equals just 1 cleaning
a month.
Each. That's so even
right.
If you're just
2
starting and heaven forbid you're cleaning yourself still, even if that's the place in your business that you're at, you could, I can't think of a business where it's too small. So I was thinking, well, gosh, maybe there's, if you're just starting or whatever, you couldn't do it. But 2 cleanings a month and $20, that seems like literally everybody that has a cleaning business could participate.
And for a small company, it literally becomes your PR. For a small company, because most companies can't afford a PR budget, and it literally becomes your PR budget. So, and the good thing about the 2 cleanings a month is you define the scope of the cleaning, not us. So you have one maid service that feels comfortable, especially if it's the owner doing the work. She might say, well, I'm going to donate for you, this new patient I've taken on, 3 hours of cleaning or 4 hours of cleaning. Another company might want to donate 2 hours. Or 5 hours. So you define the scope of the cleaning, not us.
Gosh, that is so exciting. I just love kind of the flexibility of all of that. And there's so much opportunity. Like Debbie, obviously your story is the founder is pretty excited about getting to throw out the ball at Yankee Stadium. And I'm actually more touched about the players showing up and you having the honor of getting to watch literally make this woman's dream come true. But you get to experience that twice a month for as long as you're apart. I mean, that's pretty exciting. That's going to create stories within your company. And that's something that I always talk about. We really are competing for talent and for employees. Getting customers is not easy, but compared to getting and keeping talent, far easier. And what I'm constantly telling people is not the money, right? When you're selling customers, it's not the lowest price. When you're courting, so to speak, employees, it's not the most pay. It's creating experience that they can't get anywhere else. And what you're describing, fits into that category so nicely. They probably had a string of crappy $10 an hour jobs where they didn't feel special. They didn't feel part of something bigger. They just went to work, probably didn't get treated right, went home, and that was their life. And now you've got the opportunity to say, oh no, you get to participate in something much bigger where you're actually serving somebody else. That's, I don't know how people could compete for talent with you if that's what you're offering.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because the biggest problem in our industry is finding workers who want to continue working. You know, we can find them, we can start them, we can train them, and then 3 months later, they're already looking for another job. I can't tell you how many times I've had in my own cleaning company employees that when we asked, how did you hear about us? They're like, oh, I've heard all about you guys. And the reason I've done my research, I've been wanting to work for a cleaning service, and I picked your company to work for because I love what you do with Cleaning for Reason. I've literally had employees choose to work for us over another competitor because their mother had cancer or their sister had cancer, or they just wanted to be a part of this. And I mean, you know, just like you said, it's not really about the money when it comes to a job in general, when all things are comparative. It's not 100% about the money. It's about how the job makes you feel as a person. And a lot of these, oftentimes it's women who work for maid services, but it's not always women, men too. But oftentimes the people that work for us, they can't afford to write a big check to feel good about donating. But when they get assigned a cancer patient and they leave that home in tears and they have hugged each other and that patient has told them, I can't believe you've done this for me, they leave so enriched. And I realize it's not a cure-all for employee turnover, but when an employee feels amazing about what they just did today, it helps build that, you know, that foundation of long-term loyal employees that wouldn't go anywhere. You know, if you're a good job, they're not going to go anywhere. And we've seen that with other businesses. I've seen that in my own business.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, there are going to be two kinds of employees. Type one, that sounds stupid. It sounds like a waste of time. I get paid the same whether I do this here or not, right? That's a great indicator that might not be the right person for your team. The other type of employee is going to go, oh my gosh, I can't believe you do that. I've been looking for that in my personal life as a way to give back, and you have this conduit for me to do it as part of my regular duties. I'm so excited. That's a real good indicator that is somebody that you want part of your team. Have you found that in your experience, Debbie?
Yes. And I would say that this job actually does appeal to people that are kind of caring people. You know, that's why they like cleaning, is it feels so good when they leave a house and the homeowner is there going, oh my gosh, you're my right hand woman, or you're my right hand man. So they already are drawn to jobs that make them feel like they've made a difference in somebody's life. So then you add this on top of it, they've made this unbelievable difference in the life of someone whose you know, health has fallen apart, and they just leave on top of the world. And oftentimes they leave in tears, but it's good tears. It's tears of joy. And you know, we've had employees that, you know, reporters love to do a story on this. So we've had employees that are so excited that they're going to be on TV vacuuming, and they'll call their family members around the country and say, I'm on TV tonight. So, you know, it just makes them feel like there's more to this job than just cleaning toilets, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that I'm important and I'm needed and somebody really values what I just did today. So I just think it just works so well in our industry for our engaging with our employees. And like you said, showing our core values. I mean, what better way to show the community versus just talking about your core values? This is a great way to show them.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. So I'm assuming, and I want to ask for those out there that I think I've got it, but I want to make sure no one's confused. If I'm signed up for Cleaning for a Reason, I would still pay my employees their regular wage. So the employees going there would get the regular wage. They just know this is a special client. That's the only, from their perspective,
absolutely,
it's just all upside. So obviously it's going to cost me a little bit as a business owner, but from an employee, same.
Right. It's not free. Sure. Exactly. I mean, we all know it's expensive to send our employees to work on a job that we didn't get paid for. So it's not free. It's not cheap. And I'm glad you brought that up, because oftentimes within these cleaning companies, an employee's heart will be so warmed, they'll go to the owner and say, oh, I'll just do it for free. And my advice is no, don't take them up on that, because this is their livelihood. And this gift to the community should come out of the owner's pocket, certainly not out of the employee's pocket. So even when an employee's heart is so warmed and they volunteer to clean for free, don't take them up on it. Maybe engage them in another way. Maybe you do hold a fundraiser and say, well, you can come volunteer at this fundraiser.
Or
but
even
don't let them clean for free.
I'm sure if I go to cleaningforreason.com, like I don't own a maid service currently. So if I go to cleaningforreason.com, I could probably just donate, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that might be a thing to say, hey, this is our gift to the community. So absolutely, you're getting paid for that. If on your own volition, you'd like to go take those wages and re-donate those or re-gift those to Cleaning for Reason, God bless you. But you will get paid for this. Is that a fair?
But we want you to be paid.
Yeah.
That's an excellent way to handle that, because you want them to feel appreciated. You're so grateful they would volunteer, but that's not smart as a business owner to take them up on that.
Yeah, because that muddies the water in terms of you being able to give your gift, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of inhibits your ability to say, hey, we do this for free and I pay for it. So yeah, I like that. I like that. So up front, there's no cost for it. It's just the $20 a month and then committing to two cleanings. Not like, is there a startup fee or anything?
Nope, there's no startup fee. They do need to have been in business 1 year at least as a sole proprietor or have an EIN. Obviously, if you have an EIN, an employer's identification number, then you don't have to have been in business a year, because we are vetting the cleaning companies who are going into these vulnerable women's homes. And so that's really it.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, there is just too much good stuff in this exciting episode with Debbie Sardone. Tune into Thursday's podcast for the continuation of this amazing episode.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.